You are listening to the Limitless Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Heron. What if you had no limitations keeping you from your dream life? In 2016, I had a major tug on my heart to write a book about my story. And in the process, I learned that I had been operating with a very faulty belief system for the majority of my life. I've had a huge transformation since then. And my life's passion and mission is to teach you how to live a limitless life. Join me on this journey. Let's get started. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Limitless Podcast. This is Deanna Heron, your host. Welcome. I'm so excited you're here. Today's podcast is all things confusion. This is one of the most popular questions that I get from my clients is I'm so confused. I don't know what my next step is. I have experienced this personally and professionally, and I want to dive into four common reasons for that confusion and give you some ideas on how you can get out of the confusion trap. So we're eradicating some confusion today. I want to remind you, as always, that my mission is really to help women stand in their truth. And what that means is that truth from within of who you are. You see, you are limitless. You have limitless potential. And the only limitations that we have on our potential are the ones that we've placed on ourselves. And so when you can release those limitations, you can tap into that limitless confidence that is who you are. And that's what I'm here for. That's what I've experienced in my life. And I'm telling you, as I've released those limitations, the freedom that I've experienced, just stepping into me, her, the one who is here to make a difference in the world in my own unique way. And you are too. You are here to do the things that you are called to do, those dreams on your heart in your unique way, because nobody can do it just like you. So let's get started on today's podcast. Let's talk about some confusion. First and foremost, I want to explain to you that a confused mind always says no. And what that looks like in your business is it looks like I can't take a step. I don't know which step to take. So I am just going to be paralyzed, maybe go watch some Netflix, whatever that looks like to you. But that's really what confusion does to us. And it keeps us from really progressing and moving forward in our business the way that you want to. And what results from that? Frustration and self-sabotage, right? So there are four common reasons why you could be confused. There's many more. But on this podcast episode, I'm only going to address the four most common. So number one, and this is the most important. So when you walk away from this podcast, if there's one thing that I want you to get from today's episode, it is number one. And that is a reason why you could be confused is because you're not crystal clear. You don't have a crystal clear picture of the goal achieved. So important. Many entrepreneurs will step into the journey of entrepreneurship without even having a vision of what the end game is. And I want you to know how important that is. It can really make a tremendous amount of difference in the gestation period of the seed that's planted in your dream and the amount of time that it takes to achieve the dream. Now, we don't know the gestation period. I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. But you having a crystal clear vision of what that achievement looks like, feeling it with all five senses, like knowing the emotion that you will experience, even smelling the surroundings, seeing who is around you, crystal clear picture of where you're at, what you're doing. You have to have that in order to draw that dream to you. It has to be crystal clear. That is a motivator for you to achieve the goal. I see that every day. I see it in my mind. It's so crystal clear. I've seen it so many times in my mind. It gets me going. It makes me motivated. And there are times when I experience fear and doubt and maybe some discouragement. I go back to the vision. That confusion that we can sometimes get, I go back to the vision. So have a crystal clear picture in your mind. Like sit and just imagine it. Put color to it. Put emotions to it. Put smell to it. What are you seeing? What are you feeling? What are you hearing? All of the senses. So that's number one, most important. And if you don't have that crystal clear vision, I would encourage you to do that right after you listen to this podcast. So number two, another thing that can cause massive confusion when it comes to entrepreneurship is listening to the opinions of others. And particularly when it comes to your business, there's absolutely nobody that you should listen to when it comes to their opinion about your business, unless it is someone who is down the road in the same field, in the same business that you are. That would be a person that I would listen to. And so often in love, I know it's in love. There have been so many people who have wanted to give their opinion on me writing my book, me starting my network marketing business, me going to PA school, all of the things, right? And I truly know that it was out of concern and out of love. They want to give their opinion. And the way that I handle it is I'm so crystal clear on that end game, that end vision, that no matter what they say, I don't allow it to penetrate my vision. So think of it like your vision is yours and you get to decide who is drawn into that vision. Who is drawn into that vision with you? The people who have opinions of what you should do and what you shouldn't do, you need to say, thank you so much. I value your opinion. Thank you so much. But that doesn't mean that you have to let them in your vision, because if you allow them in your vision, you guys, you're going to get confused. You're going to doubt. You're going to have fear, and you're going to start second guessing your decision. Okay, so be really careful who you listen to when it comes to your business. Number three, being attached to the outcome. This has really been a cause of lots of confusion and overwhelm in my life, being really attached to the outcome. And I've come so far on this journey that I actually love not knowing what the outcome is. I know what the outcome is because I have my vision, right? But not really knowing the gestational period of the dream achieved. So the seed is planted. You doing the work today is like watering that seed. And we don't know how long the gestational period is for you. We don't know. And somebody that is doing the exact same thing that you are in the exact same field may have a gestational period of 6 months, but your gestational period may be 2 years. Does that mean that they're better than you? No, it doesn't. Or you may have a gestational period of 2 years and somebody else may have a gestational period of 5 years. Does that mean you're better than them? No, it doesn't. We're all on our own unique journey, and it's based on our limited beliefs that we have to get rid of in order to have the achievement, the vision, the goal come to fruition. So detaching from the outcome. I love this part of entrepreneurship. I'm just going to be really honest with you, because I have learned to have faith in the process, faith in knowing that that dream was placed on my heart for me to bring to the world, and it will happen. It is going to happen. There's no doubt in my mind. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that it's not going to happen. There's sometimes I do get discouraged, clearly. There's sometimes I feel fearful. Yes. But there's no doubt I can very easily come back on the road, because there's no doubt that that dream is going to happen. And it's because I've had a lot of different journeys in my life. And maybe you haven't had quite as many, but I do recognize that faith is a big, huge, ginormous part of this journey of entrepreneurship. And I love the fact that I get to co-create with the creator that put the dream on my heart. And you know, it's hard. I'm making it sound easy, but it's a hard thing to swallow. It really is, the faith and not being attached to the outcome, because a lot of times we have a tendency to go, but what if this isn't for me? What if this isn't for me? But I want you to rest assured that the dream was put on your heart. So it is for you. It is for you. It's for you to grow and evolve and change many lives in the process. We in society have been conditioned, however, to get things right away. I work 8 hours. I get paid for those 8 hours on Friday. Right? I want a hamburger. I'm going to go through the drive-thru and get that hamburger right now. I need a t-shirt and some salt and some laundry detergent. I'm going to get on Amazon and I'll get it tomorrow. We are conditioned to get things right away. Entrepreneurship is a journey of patience and consistency and believing and having faith and doing the work. It's one of the most amazing journeys of a lifetime. Congratulations to you. You will become the biggest, greatest, highest version of yourself as you go on this journey. And I hope that this will not be your last journey. Always continue to evolve and grow. Always continue to evolve and grow. Always continue to put yourself in places where you are not the most successful so that you can grow to that level. Just a tip here, because we are so conditioned to have things right away, I would encourage you to celebrate your wins daily. And a win is anything that you're doing in your business today that is going to bring the results in the future. That's a win, my friend. That's a win. Entrepreneurship can sometimes be so incredibly lonely because nobody sees the work that we do until the goal is achieved. And that's why people think it's so easy, because they actually don't see the struggles that we go through. They actually don't see all the time that we put into the dream and the goal, but you do. You are the best one to celebrate you. So celebrate your wins. Give yourself some grace, because every single thing that you do today for your business matters. It matters. So celebrate in any way that you can. Hey, write it down. And at the end of the week, if you set a goal to do so many tasks for your business, give yourself a massage, a pedicure, whatever that is, but celebrate. It's so important and it makes a difference. It really does make a difference. Number four, lastly, too many irons in the fire. Now I say this because I know that my audience, you guys that are listening, are mainly female entrepreneurs and have kids, are married. Some have kids that are out of the house, like we do here in my family, except I have two dogs that are literally like toddlers. So I feel like I have children. But too many irons in the fire. As women, we do know this. This is kind of the norm. So I know I'm speaking to the choir when I'm talking about this, but I want to address it because this can cause so much confusion in your life when you have so many irons in the fire. And I'm not just talking about different events or different things that you're planning or lots of different activities. I'm not necessarily talking about that. I'm just talking about the tasks that we do throughout the day. As women, we are caretakers for our husband, our kids, ourselves, our neighbors, our business, our team, all of the things that go in with that can cause a lot of confusion if it stays on your mind. So the key is to get those things off of your mind and onto paper, and so that you can come back to them. But clarity happens when those things are out of your mind so that you can come back to them and add those eventually to your schedule. So let me just go through some of the things that happen in my day-to-day life. So many decisions, right? It's the decisions that we have to make that will cause a tremendous amount of confusion. Social media. Social media is a big confusion, overwhelm place for me. Just to be honest, it's a love-hate relationship. I have built a social media following, started at 55 and I'm almost 58. It is very foreign to me. But, you know, I'm down for being uncomfortable. That's just who I am. I will never say, I don't know how to work this computer. There will never be a time where my kids have to help me do something, because I will figure it out. I just will figure it out. I don't want to be that person that relies on other people to always teach me something. I want to be self-sufficient always in my life. So social media is, and you may experience this as well, it can cause a lot of confusion. What do I post? They're posting this. What do I do? Do I do a reel? Do I do a static post? Do I do a carousel? Do I post on my stories? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? That's a huge confusion in itself. And then you add all the other decisions that you have to make throughout the day. So for me, it's creating programs, my one-on-one calls, preparing for that. What's for dinner? Doing laundry. What's my podcast topic? What's my morning routine? I have to do that workout, go run, lunch with my friends, mastermind group, live group, speaking engagement, nails done, massage. I need to read. I need to learn, make some calls, etc. It makes me tired just saying all of that, you guys. Just saying all of that. And each one of those are great in themselves, but can clutter your mind and decrease your productivity. So put it all on paper, all on paper. I have a notebook on my desk where all of the clutter is placed in a very organized fashion in this one notebook. And then every night before I go to bed, I write down three priorities for the next day, three tasks that are a priority that I need to do for the next day. I don't write 20. I don't write four. I don't write any more than three, because I have done that in the past, and it is very discouraging when you don't complete 15 tasks. Okay. So three. Now, after I've achieved those three, I will go to my list that's on my desk and I'll start filling in the blanks. That's how I do it. It works for me. And I can have a lot of things that I get done throughout the day, a tremendous amount of things when I just focus on the three priorities for the day. Okay, so let's recap the four. The first one, and the most important, is not being clear on your unique vision. The second one is listening to the opinions of others. Number three is being attached to the outcome. Number four is too many irons in the fire, decisions, tasks, etc. So confusion is real, you guys. So give yourself some grace. Use the tips that I've given you to combat that confusion, to gain that clarity. But remember, number one thing, get crystal clear on your vision. Get crystal clear on what that dream looks like in the achievement phase, like the highest version of achievement. See it crystal clear, and see it crystal clear on a consistent basis. That dream is being drawn to you. The more you can see it, the more you can feel it, the more you can sense it, and when it is clear. So thank you for being a part of today. I'm so grateful that you joined me, and I'm so grateful for you. You're making a difference in this world, my friend. You are making a difference. Just you being you, doing the things that you do, people are watching you. I want you to know that. People are watching you. And if you haven't heard it lately, I want to be the first to tell you today, kudos to you. Kudos to you for being the woman who wants to make a difference in this world, because together we can make a tremendous impact and change billions and billions of lives. So God bless you. I'll see you next week.
I'm honored to have you as part of the Limitless community. If this podcast has added value to you, I'm going to ask you to do two things for me. Number one, share it with your family and friends. And number two, go to Apple Podcasts and rate and review this podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Deanna Heron. I always love hearing from you. If you would love more about what's happening in the Deanna Heron world, you can go to deannaheron.net, subscribe to my email list, or even be a part of my private Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you next week. God bless you.